Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran. We'll start with cycling because RN Breakfast can reveal this morning there's been another highly embarrassing doping-related episode for the sport, and right here in Australia. The Administrative Appeals Tribunal has criticised Cycling Australia and the International Cycling Union for the way it handled the case of an elite Australian cyclist accused of a possible doping violation. The cyclist, known only as XZTT, was tested while competing in China a couple of years ago. The AAT concluded that it must set aside two decisions by the Anti-Doping Rule Violation Panel to make an entry in the Register of Findings under the National Anti-Doping Scheme. The rulings by Justice Duncan Kerr, the head of the AAT, said officials had not followed correct procedures and also implicitly criticised ASADA, that's the Australian Sports and Anti-Doping Agency, for effectively not understanding its own legislation. Rather than the 7 days required by the rules, it apparently took officials almost 5 months to notify the cyclist of his A-sample test result, a delay described as gross breach by Justice Kerr. The cyclist has successfully argued the delay prejudiced his ability to prepare a defence, and there may now be an appeal to the federal court, but whatever the final outcome, legal experts say the case will affect the manner in which ASADA deals with cases referred to it by sporting bodies into the future. In cricket, Ricky Ponting has scored a mighty 162 not as Tasmania took control of the Sheffield Shield match against Victoria. The Tassies declared at 5 for 439, the Vics are 4 for 132 in reply. And in Adelaide, Callum Ferguson reminded the national selectors of his existence, scoring 164 as South Australia reached 9 for 402 against Queensland. In racing, Gatewood, the English import, won the Geelong Cup yesterday, and connections now wait to see what the Racing Victoria handicapper Greg Carpenter makes of the result. A penalty of 1.5 kilos would not only put 53 kilos into Gatewood saddles, but elevate the horse from 41st spot to 29th place for a start in the Melbourne Cup. And Gatewood is part owned by former Australian cricketer Simon O'Donnell, who's tried to go the Geelong Cup, Melbourne Cup route before. I'll be back with more sport later this morning, Frank.
And we'll always look forward to that, Warwick. Thanks very much.